Blog Talk Radio.
God bless each and every one of you. So glad that we're able to meet again tonight. This is your host, Minister Von Dulles. And hello out there in Blog Talk Radio land. I pray that each and one of you, every one of you, have had a great day, have done some significant things today that will leave a mark in your life. And hopefully that you were able to overachieve anything that tried to come against you today. And if not, hey, get back up and try again tomorrow. Don't stay down. Get back up and try again on tomorrow. So I invite each and every one of you to relax and calm down for whatever's going on in your day. And right before you lay your head down, let's take a moment and just pray. We're going to pray, and then we're going to go right into the Word with before our scripture and just what God has for you tonight. And then you're free to go ahead and lay your head down after you speak with God in your own personal time. And then get back up tomorrow if it be God's will and do the best that you can the entire day. I mean, really do the best that you can the entire day. And keep that word and thought in your mind and say it over your spirit. Before your day even starts, I am going to do the best that I can today at my job. I'm going to be my best. In my family, I'm going to be the best mom, the best wife. I'm going to do the best that I can today. We start in prayer, shall we? God is so good. Shall we just take a moment and pray? Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Father, just that we can come to you in prayer. Hallelujah. I just feel so serene when we can just come to you and talk to you, Father, about whatever it is that's on our mind, that's in our hearts. We just want to say thank you, Jesus. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for just being there with us and just for another day that we have never seen before. And these eyes will never see again, dear Father. And dear Father, that the beauty that we saw in the sky as we saw the different colors, and then as we look around and just can see the smiles on faces, that even though the people are going through things, that we can just see you through them, through their trials, through their tribulations. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for just another day. I thank you for watching over our families near and far. I just thank you, Jesus, for your kingdom. Thank you for your pride. I thank you for going ahead and preparing a place for us, that one day we can leave this place and come home. We can lay down all of these things that has pierced us and on this road and come home. And we can trade in our crosses that we've carried for so long. Hallelujah. We can trade it in one day for that crown. And we just look forward to just being in your presence, just never for it to leave, just for eternity. In Jesus' name, we ask that you just step in here and just teach us a little bit more about you. The more we know, the more we'll grow. The more we'll shine and we will come more into your image. Hallelujah. As we go through the furnace of this life, may we come out pure, shining gold in your image. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture is Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not be in want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside quiet waters, and he restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his own name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I've learned that I will fear no evil, for you, my God, are with me, and that your rod and your staff, they're there to comfort me. And you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil until my cup just overflows. Oh, surely goodness and love will just follow me all the days of my life. And I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, forever, forever. I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for you. You know, sisters and brothers, it is so many times that we just get so ragged and just upset, and we just start running ourselves crazy and think that we're going in the right way and it's the wrong way. But he than the great shepherd that he is. He maketh us to lie down in those green pastures. And sometimes we're complaining because we find ourselves in situations where we have been made to lie down, to just stop running, to just stop trying, to just give up, to just surrender. And we're just like, what's going on? But he maketh us lie down. And then as we're complaining about the now, I'm lying, I'm on my back, I'm on my face, I'm prostrate, I can't go anywhere, I can't get out here and do this, I can't do the work, how am I ever going to make it now? And after we get through whining and crying and moaning and groaning to any and everyone who will listen, and sometimes those who don't want to listen, we still pull their ear and try to make them to listen, force them to lie down with us in our pity parties. And after all of that is said and done, and we get an opportunity to just wipe some of the tears out of our eyes, to just wipe some of the, excuse my expression, snot from my nose, our running noses, and we look to the left and we look to the right, and we notice that we're lying in green pastures. We notice that we're in the riches of the land. We notice that we're where we need to be. We notice that right here we get a sense of direction of which way is the pathway of righteousness, the same pathway that we've been chasing for. We're not able to just see that we were going in the wrong direction. We're now able to see some of the things that was blocking us. It's because there was blocks that we were putting up. Lying in that green pasture, sometimes we enable ourselves to just look up and appreciate God's sky, appreciate his gifts to us. And then and only then can we understand that now our souls have been led beside quiet waters. See, before, and many times, we feel like that the water was going to drown us. It's getting up higher and higher, and the bills is just will not stop coming in. And all of the lies and the disgust and the slander is just all around me. And I fear to even go to work. I fear to go around my family. It's just trouble everywhere you go. Mothers are lying against daughters. Fathers against sons. Trouble is abound everywhere I go. But no, I feel like I'm beside some still waters. The waters are not rushing anymore, but I'm able to appreciate the sound of the waters now. And as I do that, I feel like I'm being built up again. I feel like the Lord is now restoring something in my life that I had torn down. I had allowed troubles to tear me down. I had allowed someone to steal my joy. Just take it away. I just opened up my heart and opened up my mind, and I just said, take my joy. Take my joy. And so they did. They took exactly what I was thinking that I was holding to myself, but they took my peace from me. The one know what I'm talking about? The one that you thought you could trust was the one that took your heart. They took all your secrets that you told that person. Who am I speaking to right now? Someone is feeling it right now. But as you just lie down right there in those green pastures, as you just lie down beside those quiet waters, as you allow God to restore your soul, allow him also to guide you right now. Guide your mind. God guide your heart. And may he guide you into the path of his righteousness. And as you now go into the path of his righteousness, remember it's for his name's sake. Don't try to go down the his pathway of righteousness, but you're trying to drag along some of the stuff from the world, some of the stuff from your past, some of your stuff from other seasons. Now, we change into different seasons, just like we're into our fall season now. I can't try to drag my summer clothing into this season. And this season won't work. Those clothes don't fit in this season. I saw a lady today, and it's cold here. We actually had, I think tonight it's like 57 degrees. And it was a lady tonight, as a matter of fact, and she had on her sandals. And her, you could tell her feet was cold. She was trying to rub them up against her pants, and she was just kind of shivering there. She just wasn't prepared for the right season. And they were cute sandals. They were been very nice a few weeks ago in our summer months. But you can't bring those garments into the wrong season. The cuteness doesn't help you anymore. You end up trying to be cute in the wrong season. And that's the same thing that is as we travel with the Word. With the Word. The Word is God. God is the Word. Hallelujah. With the Spirit. Our sword has got to be the right thing. So we can't take things that was troubling us and had us ragged, running ragged and had us all upset and raising our blood pressure. We can't get up out of our green pastures. We can't get up from once God has restored our souls and our spirits with the calmness of his waters that are now quiet. We can't get up and try to be led down his pathway of righteousness to say, God, let me just go back and get this bottle. Let me just bring this joint into this season with me. All of that is behind you now. You got to leave that alone. And you got to remember that where you're being led is down the pathway that's for his namesake. It's for God's namesake. So even though you feel like you're in the furnace and feeling it's probably going to be right, as you go through your furnaces, because there's going to be more than one, that's life. And even though you walk through that valley, and you're wanting to be up on the mountain right now, and you feel like everybody else may be up on the mountain, and you all started out on this road together, and now they're looking down in the valley at you, and they notice that you've been there for a while. You've been there for a while. I know, sister. You've been there for a while. And they've been traveling along and still can see you. And they're saying, she's not going to make it. She's been there too long. She's got too used to being in Lodabar. They're not going to, there's no way that she's going to be able to climb up out of that. Look how he left her. Look how she allowed these things to happen to her. Now she's raising her kids in that same mess. Now she's doing this. Now he's doing that. So even though that you're walking through that valley, just remember you are walking. Just keep on walking. We spoke about on a couple programs back about using the words. As you're going through, make sure you've got the word with you. And just start praying the word, looking at the words, finding what's going to help you out through there. You remember he said he always has an escape for you. So even in the valley, he has a way of escape for you. Keep on walking, and remember that you're going through a situation, my friend. Remember, you're going through something. That divorce, I know she left you and went somewhere else, but that divorce, don't think that God didn't see this. Don't think he didn't, that he has left you. He said, I'm sitting right there as you're going through this furnace. He said, I've got my eyes on you. He said, I'm not turning away. I am the refiner, and I'm watching to see my image in you. Remember, the fire cannot destroy you. It's just going to melt away those dross in your life. Maybe insecurity, jealousy, whatever it may be. It's just melting away all of that goop to get down to your pureness. But he's watching you as you go through that valley. And you're not dead. I know you may have to pinch yourself, but go ahead and pinch yourself, my sister, my brother, my friend. Pinch yourself. Because remember, as you go through that valley, it's just a shadow of death that's following you. That shadow of death may try to get around you. But don't allow that shadow of death to get in you. God knows where you're at. He sees you. And remember, my refinery, my God is watching me. I will not fail. I will come out and nothing about me will be torched. I will not have even the smoke of what I've been through on me when I come out of this. Don't get afraid. It's just the shadow of death. And then tell yourself, even if those is looking down on you, even though those who say that they're supposed to love you, even when they lie on you, I know how it feels. Tell yourself, I will fear no evil. I don't care how big that evil seems to be. It only grows when we give it fear. You see, that's what the evilness comes from. It gets larger and larger when we feed into it. We feed it fear. Anybody who knows me kind of personally knows I kind of have a little thing for lupenzes. And I can go in with anyone. And this has been a fear that I had even as a small girl. And even to this day, I kind of stay away from petting zoos. I can go into petting zoos with family, friends, and it seems like the little animals, whatever they are, sheep, lamb, little goats, little kids, whatever they are that you call them, they just all draw to me, and they're just all around me, and they're trying to chew my clothes, and they kind of jump on me, and that's always been a thing, and I'm not one that really fears a lot of things. I really don't. But it's something about that. And I've been told the same thing, and it's the truth. They feel my fear. They can feel my fear. And you know, the enemy is just watching for me to step in that gate because he knows my weaknesses. And he knows that really if I just walk through there just like everybody else, then I would be okay. I've never got bit by anything. It's never been a time that even my clothes was torn. It's never been a time that I've ever been hurt by any animal in any sort of way. But it's my fear that draws them to me. And that's the way it is right now in your valley. It's the fear. And we can look and say, oh, you know, Vaughn, that is so silly, you know, and it is. I am the first one to admit that that is pretty silly of me, but maybe I'll conquer that. But, you know, we all have our own fears, all have our own personal little things that would just get us thrown off track. And your little thing, oh, that may not bother me at all. I mean, that may be one of the things that I stand up and I have people compliment and say, girl, you are just tough in that area. You know, you really can go through that. You know, you really knocked that out. I know it hurt, and I know you was in pain, and I know the this and that, but you still pushed away through that one. You walked right on through there. It may took a while, and, you know, you may have to cry on the way, but you walked your way all the way through there. And where you may be getting stuck and have to continue to be encouraged, get up. Encouraged, it's going to be okay. Encouraged, you're going to make it. And then, like I said, with my little silliness, it's almost funny as I talk about it, but with my little silliness, you know, I'm sure that many of you said, how can you be so strong in one area and you can't walk through a petting zoo? First of all, let me stop that. I can walk through the petting zoo. I just prefer not, and it's a sight to see. You would want your camcorder if you really and truly. Anyway, but as we go through fears, we got to make sure that we just conquer them, and we can do all that by just laying it down and continue to try. Do not stop. Just, you know, it's because there's certain things in life, like a petting zoo. I don't have to go to a petting zoo. But there are certain things in life that we have to do. If our fear has been around people and we need to work, and unless we have a job that we can work from our home, we need to get over that, continue to go through those situations. So there are a lot of situations that we cannot just say, I'm just not going to be around the little animals. We've got to go through. I'm going to tell one more little quick story. It's a snippet of a story. So I was getting out of my car the other day, and there was this little neighborhood cat, and the cat never really says anything to me, and nor do I say anything to the cat. But I got out of my car last night, and for some reason, the cat just walked up to me. Now, he's in my space, and he walks up to me, and he's just standing there, and he makes this sound just, and I'm looking at him like, oh, my goodness, you know, is he trying to attack? What is on his mind? I don't language. I have no idea what he wants. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And he does the sound again. And I'm just like, you know, oh, gosh, you know, what's going on with the cat? Don't let the cat try to attack me. And so I have to get myself back into control. And instead of standing there looking at the cat, I just close my door, get my stuff out of the car, and go on about my business. And I turn around, and he just sits down and just looks at me crazy like, I guess you didn't understand. And I'm saying, I guess he figured out. I don't know what he wants. But, you know, it's just another little cat story, a little animal story. But I could have found myself standing there in fear for a minute, like, do I move? What is the cat going to do? But it was just the fact that the Holy Spirit is like, get yourself go. Why are you standing there, you know? Fear gets us stuck in our situations, is what I'm trying to say. Fear. And I don't really have a fear of cats in general, as long as they're in their distance and stuff, but fear can get us stuck in situations. So I encourage you to move through your fears. And that's why we need each other. We need each other sometimes to push us through when we get stuck, sometimes to pull us through when we get stuck, sometimes to talk us through, to listen to us as we're going through. We need each other. Hold all of that in your heart all night long and tell nobody about what you're going through. But it's showing, my brother. We see it's coming in other areas of your life. It's showing. You say, I don't need anyone. I don't want to tell anyone. But, you know, we need each other. We need each other. Why are you trying to go through this alone? Fears you're going through. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And it just depends on who your you is that is with you. Because as you're going through your shadow of the valley of death, excuse me, just remember, there are all kind of demonic spirits out there that's going to try to keep you where you're at, nowhere, down. They're going to try to convince you that you're going to be in this furnace forever. They're going to try to convince you this fire is killing you, destroying you. They're not going to show you that God is looking at you. He's right there. He's never going to take his hands or his eyes off of you. That there's no hurt, harm, or danger. That he's going to be with you always. So make sure you don't get the wrong people around you, because sometimes when we're down, it feels good to just have anybody say something to us. Anybody can lie to us, and we will just believe it. We'll just eat it up because someone is trying to understand what I'm feeling, what I'm going through, my sister, my brother. So you'll listen to that jive, and before you know it, you look around and say, are you here to help me or hinder me? I haven't prospered or did anything since you came into my life. Get it together, sisters. Open your eyes. Stop crying long enough to open your eyes. And I encourage you to look around and just see who it is that's looking at you. See who it is that's speaking in your ear. Just whispering those little, this is it for you. You're not going to make it. Some people just always going to be down, and you're one of those people. Look them in the eyes. Look them in the eyes for once. How long has it been since you stopped crying? Get up out of his arms and just look him in the eyes. Get up out of her bed and just look at her. Take a real good look this time. Is she asking you to do wrong things? Young people, are they asking you to skip school, to lie to your parents? There should be red flags just flying up. Who am I? You're good looking on the outside, but you're cruel on the inside, my brother. We've got to stop. Everything that's got on a short skirt or in some high heels don't mean that it is a good thing. So your worst fears could be wrapped up in those 6-inch heels. It could be your worst fears, the things that you're praying that God deliver me from. Don't ever let this here me be led into this type of temptation. But if the enemy wraps that package in the right way, that may be the same thing that you're running to. And if God tries to slap your hand and put up a red light for you just to slow you down, you're sitting in your car and now you're cursing at the red light. And now you're looking in all directions to see, is there a way that I can get away of running this light? I'm trying to catch up with this. I'm trying to catch up with that. And God has said, no, I'm trying to slow you down. I'm trying to answer your prayers. I'm trying to answer your mama's prayers for you. Your daddy's prayers for you. Still just trying to go, 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 go. That could be your green pastures just sitting right there at the light just for a few seconds, just to slow you down, just to lead you beside the quiet waters. He's trying to restore your soul. He's trying to open up your eyes so he can show you something. So the next time that you're rushing and you said, I know that I'm late. First of all, most of the times we're late is because we just don't prepare. We don't set aside time. And then we want to run and get in a car and just put everyone's life in danger. But the next time that you get stopped in that traffic or at that red light, instead of cursing the red light, cursing out the person that's in driving in front of you that they didn't run it so you could run it, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Why don't you just look around? Take a second and look around and see, what is God trying to show me? Let me wipe my eyes. Let me just see the beauty of something that God has created. Let me see what's going on right now, and I'm going to take this opportunity to allow this to be my green pasture for a few minutes. Let me let God restore me and lead me beside some quiet waters for a few minutes here. I'm going to let him take care of the job. I'm going to let him take care of even my manager's mind and heart. Whatever he has to do in whatever way he wants to do it, even if he stopped time, however he wants to do it, I'm going to let him take care of that. But I'm going to be where he wants me to be right now. Right now. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, God. And I have recognized that it's you with me, God. And I'm wanting to walk in your pathway of righteousness, because I know that you also, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. So as I'm going through, I have everything I need. I can fight this battle. I'm going to get stronger through this battle. You are the one who's with me. And then he says that he's going to prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Hallelujah for that. Have you ever been in a situation where people say that they got your back, they're in your corner? Oh, really? They did you wrong. Well, they did you wrong. They did me wrong. But as soon as that person, as you turn your back and that person comes, you notice now that they're talking to that person and everything is cheery and dairy, and that person can be rolling and snaring at you, and they're still standing beside them, and they'll tell you something like, oh, you know, she didn't mean nothing. I didn't even say nothing when she was talking about you. You know, it doesn't matter. He did you wrong, and yeah, he was telling me all about the details, and I just listened to him make fun of you, but I didn't even say anything. I told him he was wrong. I just didn't get involved. Yeah, I laughed a little bit because the way he said it was funny, you know? So the table that they're preparing is not for you, not for your goodness. But God said, I will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemy. And when God prepares a table, when God prepares a table, it is prepared, my people. Hallelujah. He sets all the best out for you. And right in the presence of your enemy, all of the things that they have been wanting in their life to overcome, their jealousy is revealed to them. And your pureness, all of the daggers they tried to throw, but you withstood. No, you sat there. In the presence of your enemy, the God is on your side. Hallelujah. Have you ever saw somebody and you can, you know, someone's been so evil to them, and now it's just like that they're the one who's down, and the person they was evil to, you know, it's just living life. Just God is just with them. You can just see the presence of the Lord all over them. That's God preparing a table in the presence of your enemies. He said, I'm not going to wait until, you know, they turn their back and then I pat you on your back and tell you how great you are and everything. He said, no, I'm going to do it right in the presence of them. I want them to know that I'm with her. I want you to know that I'm walking with her. I'm the one that's in her life. I want you to know that I gave her this rod, this staff. They're there to comfort her. I'm her comfort. I tell you, there's nothing better than having God on your side. There is nothing better than having God on your side. And then he says, I'm not just going to prepare this table in the presence of your enemies, but let me just to give you a little bit more. I mean, let me just anoint you to do the things that I have for you to do. All of those talents that I put inside of you, let me just put a little bit more anointing on there for you. Let me just give you a little bit more strength now to run a little bit farther, to go a little bit longer. And I'm going to anoint your head so much that your cup is just going to overflow. So all of those that's been on their knees all during the night crying and praying for you, it's going to overflow and touch their lives too. It's going to touch their situations too. All of those that you've been calling in on the prayer lines and to ministries and sending prayer requests, and they actually prayed for you. And they actually did what they said they was going to do. They actually fed you when you was hungry. They actually picked you up and carried you to church, even in a brand new car that I blessed them with. They actually loaned you the car for you to go take care of your business. And didn't make you feel like that you was a beggar. Oh, he said, yeah. Now, the anointing that I put on you, he said, I'm putting enough so it can just saturate you, but then your overflow is going to saturate them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being you. He anoints your head with oil. Don't you dare get greedy with that overflow. That overflow is not you. Don't you dare get greedy and thinking that he put all of this in my presence for me. Your cup is supposed to be overflowing for you to share for those that's around you. You're supposed to be sharing the word. You're supposed to be sharing that extra pantry food you got. I dare you just sit there and hold on to the blessings that God has trusted you to give to others, to bless others with. So these riches just came into my hands for me. No, no, no. He said, when I anoint you, it's for you to anoint others. So surely, surely the goodness of the Lord and surely, surely his love is following me. All through this furnace, it's following me. I'm not in here alone. Look around. Stop crying. Look around. You're not here alone. It's following me. And not just for now. As I come through the furnace, as I get back up on the mountain, as I'm climbing up the mountain, all the days of my life is going to be with me. Hallelujah. Then he has prepared a place for us. And one day he's going to be able to look at us and say, well done. That's why we keep going through. Because it says, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yeah, what you see me going through now is just temporary. But one day, this old soldier's going home. So when you see my home going, don't worry about me. Because I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. If you never hear my voice again, remember, I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. All that I've been through, I try to fight a good fight because I'm trying to run this race to get home. I'm just traveling through, and I have my mind made up, and my eyes is fixed on my home. I have a destination that I'm going through. So if I've had the opportunity to see you or speak to you in my lifetime, God bless, and I pray that I've said something or done something that will make a difference in your life. If I never see you again on this side, live your life right. And I'll see you on the other side. Because we've got a place to go that we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you, and we love you. If you want to accept Jesus in your heart, just say, God, I accept you. I believe that you gave your son. I'm a sinner. Come cleanse my heart and live in me. Amen. I'll see you tomorrow night. This is Evangelist Von Dumas saying, God bless you. I love you, but God loves you more. You can reach me, walk with me, God, at AOL.com. Bye-bye.